Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's brought to you exclusively by Provender Kitchen and Bar, downtown Ellsworth. And man, did you see their picture yesterday of that wedge salad they put on their Facebook page?
Oh, I missed it.
Oh my gosh. Wedge salad, goat cheese, ranch, everything seasoning, smoked bacon. These are the type of things that you will find in the restaurant. That's why you need to follow them, because they change the menu a lot. But it's amazing how he makes these pictures. Darren is amazing, not only as a chef, but photographing food is not easy. And he knocks it out of the park.
Yeah, he does. He's part cuisine you would find in New York City and Boston.
Exactly.
So
get all the details at eatprovender.com. City manager Charlie Pierce is here. And are you seeing double with all of this budget stuff going on?
Yeah, I think we're, I don't know, eight sessions in, one more to go before hopeful passage at the May meeting. So it's, but I love this type of thing. I'm a numbers guy. I like to dig into the weeds. We're, I think we're going to be at where myself and the council are really hoping to be, which is around a CPI, Consumer Price Index, 2.9% inflationary level, which was last year for the budget, which to me is really important. The government lives within its means, really tries to stick to an inflationary target. I know for my 10 years manager, that's really what I want to stick to. Can't promise it every time, but I also want to be very transparent. And if it does go over that level, exactly what it's for.
Right.
The, you know, we also, that being said, we are investing likely in a Parks and Rec director, which was a big push, I think, from the community, the council, others, that was like the one big request when we asked staff to really limit the request this year, because we want to focus on a Parks and Rec director. Nice. There's also some big public safety staffing investments, two additional firefighters, a police officer, and an additional dispatcher, a firefighting team that did an amazing job. They've expanded service into transport and ambulatory care a few years ago, so this is going to get them to fully staffed level and continue to provide that best-in-class service here in Ellsworth. So those are some of the big budget updates, and we also have some other big things on the line. We had a lot of debt service drop-off from our economic development districts, our tax incremental financing districts. That's probably a whole separate topic. Very complicated financial instrument, but some big future investments we're going to be looking to in next steps with the council. We're going to be going to strategy conversations. And really looking forward to Tabitha up next. You know, in addition to being from New York City recently and her amazing experience there, she's actually born and raised in Ellsworth. So really kind of has, she's one of our best. Looking forward to hearing from her next.
All right, she'll be talking about trees and what you can do to help too. So that's next on Star 97.7 City Scene, all brought to you by Provender Kitchen and Bar at 112 Main Street, downtown Ellsworth.
Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's brought to you exclusively by Provender Kitchen and Bar at 112 Main Street, downtown Ellsworth. Happy hour every day from 4 to 6 at the bar, and amazing menu items. Visit eatprovender.com.
Yeah, well, it's always nice to have our city manager, Charlie Pierce, here. And this morning he's brought with him Tabitha White. And Tabitha is a certified arborist. She has her own business. She's on the board of Heart of Ellsworth. She's a city councilor. She is an amazing person. And she's here today, of course, to talk about trees. But Tabitha, something not so good going on, huh?
I'm so sorry to bring bad news, as I'm such a happy, chipper person.
You are!
But I wanted to come here today and talk about the emerald ash borer that has been officially confirmed on Mount Desert Island here in Hancock County. It's a really destructive invasive beetle that targets ash trees, all species of ash trees, and it may have already been here for a couple of years. So early infestations are incredibly hard to detect, which is why we're only really learning about it right now.
Wow, is there anything you can do if you find this?
Well, yes. Healthy ash trees can be treated by a licensed arborist with an injection that protects the tree for about 3 years. But this has to be done early before the tree is heavily infested. And it really isn't probably economically feasible to do a whole forest. But you can certainly select specimen pieces or mature pieces on your own property and have them treated.
Well, an injection, is that, where do you, like a shot?
A shot for trees, yes.
Yeah, well, what do you give it to the root or the base? Where do you give it?
You inject it into the stem of the trunk of the tree.
Wow.
It's something that I have no skill in, but I know many people that do.
What do you look for?
So you look for some of the signs are a thinning in the canopy. So usually the bare branches will be up at the top, vertical splits in the bark, small D-shaped exit holes, Epicormic sprouts, and these are new shoots from the trunk. That's a sign of stress and increased woodpecker activity because they feed on the larva under the bark.
Wow.
Oh. And we have a tree planting program going on here in Ellsworth. What are you doing to stem, you know, possible infestations like this?
So we are looking, we're inventorying our current street trees here because we do have some ash trees, and we're going to look at treating the healthy ash trees on our streets and then also diversifying our urban forest to make sure that we have more trees that can withstand the many pests and disease that are coming at us at this point. So,
awesome. Wow, lots of knowledge this morning. And that's what we get with City Scene every Wednesday morning. And it's all brought to you by Provender Kitchen and Bar, 112 Main Street, downtown Ellsworth.